I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. AT&T is eliminating unlimited data plans for iPhone and iPad customers. They're rolling out new plans based on how much data is actually being used. AT&T customers will also be able to use their iPhone to provide internet access for a computer. When the two are tethered together, that'll be an extra $20 a month. And you can soon add your own background picture to the ordinarily blank white Google.com, so it's more personal but will now look a whole lot like Bing, which is Microsoft's search engine. Of course, the big news everywhere is still the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. I've spent a lot of time lately looking at this live video feed online. It's from the BP website, and it's from a remotely operated vehicle down where the oil is actually coming out. And sometimes the camera just films water, and sometimes it goes out entirely. But other times, you can see these billowing clouds of oil. It's mesmerizing. But there's no context or explanation, so you get amazed, but you don't know what it all means. I think there's a lot of that going on with online information about this spill. And we want to help you get a grip on this incredibly important story. We want to help you find some resources. Lieutenant Commander Jim Heft runs online communications for the Deepwater Horizon Unified Command. That's a centralized information center supported and used by government groups and by BP to coordinate response efforts. It's at deepwaterresponse.com. Jim, we're reaching you at your desk. What are you working on today?
We're monitoring operations, and as we have new information, we make that information public on all of the tools that we have at our disposal, whether that be SMS text, Facebook, tweets, imagery up on Flickr and YouTube, and, of course, the website.
Where does all the information come from?
The information comes from all the various sources. So, for example, if there is an increase in fishery closure or decrease, we'll get that information from NOAA. If there are operational details regarding how BP is going through with their response, they will send us the latest operational updates. Our role here is to make sure that the public has the most transparent, most important information for them regarding this response at any given time.
So that's the response of the authorities. But when you want to understand how people are organizing information online, you go to Wikipedia. Jay Walsh is head of communications for Wikipedia. Jay, how active is the page on your site about this disaster?
500 edits, which may not sound like a lot, but that is a lot. An individual edit could be something from a comma, or it could be linking to an incredible 200 or 300 word new section of the story.
And this is an old question as pertains to Wikipedia, but I think it's one still worth asking. How is all that information policed and verified and guaranteed to be true?
It's simply the nature of how Wikipedia works, that the volunteers who make Wikipedia, they're concerned almost exclusively with the question of, is this fact or information verifiable? They don't want to see a point of view. That's not what encyclopedic work is about. So it's not being policed by an individual, and it's certainly not being policed by the organization that operates Wikipedia. It's really being made better by the people who care so passionately about this information.
How up to the minute is the information that we could expect to find on this Wikipedia page?
Before I came here to the studio, John, I printed out there's 27 pages in this article. The most recent edit was probably a minute before I printed off this page. I should also mention this article is in 16 different languages now, and those languages are going to grow and expand. So its goal is not to be a kind of microblog or super fast source of information, although it is. Its goal is to be a broad, wide, deep source of information so that it can be historically relevant.
We tried repeatedly to reach BP for comment on their online efforts, but they did not respond. We've posted a list of resources about the spill, and we want to hear what resources you're using. We also have a link to that live video feed I talked about. That's all at futuretense.publicradio.org. We recently told you about a downloadable program that removes mentions of teen heartthrob singer Justin Bieber from your internet experience. It was built by Greg Luch of New York. Greg, you've been getting some threatening messages since this came out.
One of them has been comparing me to Hitler, saying erasing Justin Bieber from the internet is just like eradicating the Jews. One of them is from a Twitter account. They said, "I know many things about you, and I know where you live. Just be aware, I might appear behind you and shoot you with a gun." I also have another one that says, "I hate Greg. I just, you guys hate him too if you're a very good believer."
All right, let's go.
And then heart, heart.
There's gonna be one less lonely.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.